you know how frightened I am of AI, of artificial intelligence.
Not Allen Iverson.
No, no, I'm not.
Although,
well,
mildly.
Maybe, maybe. He's older now. I think I could.
You think you can take him?
I think so. But there was a time I was a little frightened of Allen Iverson. No, there is a new, this has been developed at Penn State University, an electronic tongue that can taste the difference between Coke and Pepsi. It'll tell you with 99.99% accuracy, the tongue uses a single layer of carbon atoms in a honeycomb pattern. They dip it into either Coke or Pepsi, and it can tell you which is which. Those sensors can do that. And I thought, why do we need why do we need this?
That should be the noise it makes.
It's not a sex toy, is it? I mean, that's what.
Yeah.
Come on. Every time Japan invents a new robot, that's all what the men think about is, when can I bang it?
It's titillation Tuesday.
This is a tongue for the ladies.
No, they said what it'll be used for is you can rub it in your fruit juice and it'll tell you. It'll say if it's past its use by date. You don't have to.
Please.
You don't have to worry about it. If it is, it'll tell with 99% accuracy if the food is spoiled.
Has it turned?
If it's turned, you cut a melon in half and rake it across it, and it'll say.
Yeah.
It'll say whether or not you can eat this, whether you can eat this product.
Let's see if something else is spoiled, shall we? I don't think it's meant for that.
How embarrassing if it starts like ringing alarm bells. Like, oh, this is spoiled.
Oh, God.
This is spoiled.
Oh, my God. What was that? Oh.
Says you've turnt. Sorry. You're turnt. Yes. They said, dip your tongue, your electronic tongue, into fruit juice or across a melon or whatever food item, and it'll say, no, don't eat it. It's got mold on it. You know, it'll know where you can't see it. I don't think anybody will have one in their home.
Don't imagine, but maybe the technology will exist that you could put it on a, what do they call those little pieces of paper that you test?
Litmus test.
Yeah, like a litmus test. Yeah. And, you know, you dip it in your batch of strawberries.
Yep.
See if they're fresh.
That is
what. Put it in your bread.
That's what they say. That's what it's for. That's what, cause wasn't
it
yesterday?
But to call it a tongue.
Yeah.
You know where your mind goes.
They call it an electronic tongue that uses AI to tell you what it is. And they say they really hit the jackpot when they tested it, Coke or Pepsi, and it told it 99.9% of the time correctly which it was. Coke,
it's not a need that ever has to be filled.
No.
Because everyone
zero.
Says,
yeah, we know.
Like a Coke, please. Yeah. Is Pepsi all right?
I don't think so. No. Pepsi is not all right.